Playing today's hits and yesterday's favorites, this is Jam FM. Time once again for Town Talk. Today, speaking with Kathy Sear, clerk for the municipality of Wawa. We spoke a few months back about municipal election nominations, and now we've had a number of candidates file. They've been certified, and we're getting ready for the point where people actually vote. So I guess we'll start with a big question. We're doing electronic voting again this year. Why?
So Daniel, I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but the last time the municipality actually conducted a traditional ballot where a person voted in person on paper was in the year 2000. So from 2003 through to 2014, the municipality was undertaking its municipal elections through the vote-by-mail process. And then in 2018, we conducted a little study internally about alternative voting methods. And at that time, we determined that voting by internet and telephone would actually improve the convenience for voters. It would enhance accessibility for them. And we were hoping that it would increase our voter turnout. We made that decision back in 2018 to use internet telephone voting, and we were thinking kind of along the lines that people with disabilities or mobility issues, sometimes it's difficult for them to get out of their homes and come out and vote. And they have their own personal equipment. For example, somebody with a visual disability may have equipment at home that allows them to vote with their computers. So we thought this would enhance their ability to vote and improve our accessibility for those individuals with those types of disabilities.
When is it that people are going to be able to vote?
Individuals will be sent a voter instruction letter, and in that letter it will provide you with a PIN number or a personal identification number. It will tell you the actual dates for the voting period. The voting period will be from Tuesday, October the 11th, 2022 at 10 a.m., and then the voting period will close on Monday, October 24th at 8 p.m. So individuals can vote at any time during that time period, 24 hours a day, whether it's through the internet or by telephone.
Okay, so this letter with the PIN is really the most important thing that somebody needs in order to vote.
Yes, that is correct. The letters will be mailed out starting on the 25th of September. Individuals should receive their letters no later than Thursday, October the 6th. So if you don't have your letter by then, please call the town office. We can issue a new letter with a new PIN number. It would be mailed to you. For those individuals that are unable to attend at the office, there is the opportunity to go to various voter help stations that we're going to hold throughout the voting period. Some of the locations will be Hillcrest Heights, and we're going to have the boardroom there on October the 12th from 10 in the morning to noon hour, where individuals can stop in at that location and receive assistance from election officials if they need it. We're also going to be setting up at the Senior Center on October 13th from 1 to 3, the Lady Dunn Health Center on October 15th from 9 until noon, the Mountain View Apartments on October 15th from 1 to 4, the new Seniors Complex on October the 19th from 9 until 11, and then we're also going to have another one at the Community Center on October the 19th from 1 until 3. And then again, of course, on Election Day, the voter help station will be located at the community center only during the hours of 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. And that's on voting day only. Other than that, the town hall is open Monday to Friday from 8:30 to 4:30.
If somebody doesn't receive this letter with a PIN, I would guess one of the reasons would be they're not on the electors list. What should they do in that case?
So if an individual did not receive a letter by October the 6th, I would suggest that they call the town office and we can quickly look up to see if their name is on the voters list. If it is not, then they will have to come into the town office in person to have their name added to the list. Or they have the option of stopping in at one of the voter help centers and we can quickly add their name to the list. And at that point, we can issue their letter and their PIN number.
Is there anything they need at that time, a specific ID or anything?
Yes, they would be required to provide identification, first of all, to note who they are, and secondly, to provide proof of residency. So whether they are a property owner, a tenant, or the spouse of a property owner or tenant.
Examples of that, would they be available on the website or they could call the office?
They're more than welcome to call the office because there's many options that people can provide. If they have a driver's license, generally it has a photo ID with their address on there, so that one piece of identification would be fine. If they don't have a driver's license, they could use, for example, a certificate of native status along with a bill showing that they receive, for example, their cell phone bill to their residence here in Wawa.
If anyone has any other questions or needs a bit more information, where can they go? What should they do?
Well, I would suggest that they stop by the town office Monday to Friday between the hours of 8:30 and 4:30 p.m., or they can call the town office and speak with one of the election officials. The phone number here at the town hall is 705-856-2244 and press 0. Someone will be here to assist anyone who requires any type of assistance with regard to our election or answer any questions that anyone may have.
And we'll pause the conversation there and have the second half of this conversation with Clerk Kathy Sear next Thursday on Town Talk at 9:30 here on Jam FM.